This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Now it's time to chat to Professor Dion Foster from the Freie University and also University Stellenbosch. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Anton, good morning, good morning. I am excited to be traveling to Cape Town later today. Can't wait to be home.
Wonderful. And you're going to see your daughter.
Going to see our daughter. They were here actually with us in Amsterdam a year ago. So it's been a year since we've seen them. And our son is also going with us. And this will be the first time that he's home since they moved here 2 years ago. So he's also so incredibly excited. So we're so grateful to be able to do it.
Yeah, wonderful. It sounds wonderful. Absolutely. So you're heading to the airport later this morning.
I quickly have to go into the office for a meeting. But thankfully, from our university to the airport is just one stop on the Zuid line, the tram line, the train line. So I'll be there very, very quickly. But Anton, that's actually what I want to talk about today. Not trains, not planes, but I want to talk a little bit about journeys. Now, perhaps it's because we're traveling home to Cape Town. We're flying via Istanbul, and we have a nice journey ahead of us. That I've been thinking a little bit about journeys. And this week I was reading again that beautiful passage from Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 24. And of course, that's the story of Jesus walking with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, leaving Jerusalem and heading to Emmaus, heading back home in a sense, and processing their grief at what they had just experienced, the crucifixion and the death of Jesus. And these two disciples are so caught up in getting home that they don't recognize the so-called stranger who walks with them. They're disappointed, they're confused, they've got lots of questions, and this person comes and walks with them on the journey. But they're so focused on Emmaus that they don't really recognize what's happening during that time. Now, what struck me about that, Anton, is I've lived a lot of my life in that way, and I'm sure for some of our listeners that may be true as well. We're so focused on that next thing, on that destination. You know, when I get the job, excuse me, when I finish the degree, when the children are older, when my finances improve, that one, when I retire, when I finally get through this difficult season. And of course, those things matter. I mean, the goals matter a great deal, and we should do our best to reach them. We have to plan, we have to hope, we have to work, we have to build memories, we have to dream. But the truth of the matter is most of our lives are not made up in dramatic arrivals. Most of our lives are made up of those ordinary days, you know, driving to work, spending time with our family, answering emails, sitting in traffic, doing the washing, visiting someone. These are the things that make up most of our life. And what I've been learning about this is that these are not interruptions. They are life themselves. And, you know, the disciples on the road to Emmaus almost missed Jesus because they were so focused on the destination. And part of what I am thinking about today is how much of our lives do we miss Jesus because we're thinking about what's coming. Now, what's interesting from the point of Jesus is that Jesus joins them on this journey. He knows who they are. He knows what they're facing. He knows what they're disappointed about. And, you know, of course, this is God. He could simply say, listen, guys, you know, put on your seatbelts. I'm going to transport you to Emmaus and we'll be there. Because we know Jesus performs this miracle of getting from one place to another very quickly, not long after this, when he appears to the disciples in the upper room. But here Jesus actually takes the time to walk with them. And what that shows me is that very often Jesus is teaching us some things. In fact, it says that in Luke 24, while Jesus was with them, he opened the scriptures to them and he taught them everything that they needed to know about themselves and about God's mercy and God's grace. And I think sometimes God does some very deep work with us in those in-between times, the down times, the ordinary times. And if we just had the discipline to be able to look for where God is working, to try and spot the presence of Jesus in the ordinary meeting, in that encounter via email, in that time with our family, we may actually find that God is doing something Amazing. So, Anton, this is really just what I want to say to myself, first of all. Dion, are you listening? But also to our listeners today, is to say, where might Jesus be walking with you today? And what conversation might God be wanting to have with you in the ordinary time? Are you so focused on getting things done, getting to the destination, that you might miss him? So maybe today we should not only pray, Lord, help us to arrive. I've been praying that. But we should also be praying, Lord, would you help me to notice you along the way?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I must say, really breaking open the scripture there. Thank you so much, Professor Dion Forster from the Freie Universiteit and also University Stellenbosch. Have safe travels and enjoy your stay in Cape Town.
Thanks, my friend. And next week we'll talk from Cape Town. And blessed day to you and to all of our listeners. Bye
then.
Thank
you. Take care. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.